BFA 2023. It's Barrel Talk Radio. Brought to you by Barrel Horse World. Michelle, who do we have here?
We have Miss Maya Aller here joining us today at the BFA Barrel Fraternities of America at the Lazy in Guthrie, Oklahoma. So let's get started. She's very young. She's 15 years old, which I'm sure you don't think that's young. You want to be 21. We all want to be 21 again. She just started here 3 years ago, and she's got a really neat background. Before she started running barrels, she was a gymnast. So, and we'll get into that too, but she ran here two rounds already in the futurity on a four-year-old mare. And can you tell us a little bit about your mare?
She's four. She's out of a Perks Alive.
Mm-hmm. What kind of mare was she? A designer red?
Designer red, yeah.
Yeah, she was a designer red mare. And this was her first time to ever compete at a futurity. And you ran in the youth, too, didn't you?
Yes, I ran in the junior, yeah.
You ran in the junior. Is she the only one you ran?
Yes.
How did you end up in the juniors on her?
The first round, I won the junior.
Yeah.
I think.
And sitting first.
And
right
I'm
now.
Sitting first, yeah. I'm sitting first right now in the junior also.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you won the first round of the junior deal. You're sitting first right now.
Yes.
And how did you place in the first round of the BFA?
I got 10th.
So you were 10th in the first round. And right now, I think she's sitting 10th or 11th right now, too, as well. 14th. So she's going to come back in there for the average. Oh, my gosh. How exciting is that to be your very first futurity ever on a four-year-old to come in here and make the short go on that horse?
It's super exciting.
Yeah, I bet it is. And you're only 15. I mean, that's amazing. So do you get nervous before you run?
No.
And I asked you that the other day. I'm like, well, why don't you get nervous? What I mean, you just think that it's just you just going in there and having fun?
Yeah, pretty much.
Absolutely. I wish I could still be that way, just going in there and having fun. So we're also joined, too, by her mom, Karen, and they just recently purchased a new ranch. It's called Star Ranch, and it's in Wichita, Kansas, right?
Silver Star Equine.
Silver Star Equine.
Yep, it's southeast Wichita between Rose Hill and Andover.
Wow. And so I've actually had the coolest pleasure of being there. It has a very nice indoor arena on it, beautiful stalls, and it's a perfect setup. If you're going to get in the horse industry or the horse business, I think this is the way to do it. So they are new to this industry, and they're going to build a name for themselves and hopefully keep going on. I know you have a lot of people behind you helping you, and I think is Lucas Gilbreth, he's somebody too that's there helping you guys, helping you purchase good horses. And you've also bought two more. What's your Frenchman's Guy mare that you have, the buckskin one?
She's out of Jackie Ganner's stud horse that she took to the national finals.
Mm-hmm. Was it Guy's Easy Jet?
Yes. Yes.
Yep, that's right. That's a cool
yes,
stud.
Yes, it is. She actually qualified me for the junior NFR, so she's going to go to Vegas.
Good. And then what's the other mare that you've got?
I have a first down French?
Mm-hmm.
Out of a Doc Tickery mare. Suede is her name.
Suede, yeah.
She's six.
Yeah. They're young. So,
yeah.
Wow. So you being a young rider and riding these young horses, I mean, that's tough. That says a lot about whoever trained these horses. So this black mare that you're running, who was she trained by?
She was started by Rachel and William Ball out of Kentucky.
Out of Kentucky. So you guys seen her on Facebook, right?
Yes.
We did.
And you... Yeah. Drove or flew to Kentucky and bought this mare?
Yeah, we drove. How
you
long
drove?
Was it, like?
17 hours.
17 hours,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. So when you got there, what did you like about her? Why did you buy this mare?
She's really easy going, actually. Mm-hmm. I got along with her really well mm-hmm. from the very beginning. I took her through a few times, and she was super honest. And she's been really super consistent for me, too, so...
The crazy thing, we actually went and bought her to be a pole horse.
Yeah.
You're kidding
She's
me.
She's a lights out
yes.
pole horse.
You bought her to be a pole horse?
Yes.
Yep.
Stop it.
She's a
19-second
pole horse. We
oh
found her
gosh.
On Facebook. I had actually contacted Rachel several times
wow.
about her, and we just couldn't get our time frame
get
to
together.
Work out to go uh-huh. meet up. So then she went and ran, or William took her and ran her at a futurity, and she won the barrels and was third, or won the poles and was third in the barrels, and we finally connected and went out, tried her.
Mm-hmm.
They got along from the get-go. Yeah. They had two great pole runs while we were there, and
That's amazing.
Brought her home.
That's so crazy. See, I didn't really know that story. I talked to you guys quite a bit, but I didn't know that story. So talk me about your run. You've had three clean, solid runs on this mare.
Like, yes.
What is your approach? How do you go to the first barrel? Like, how do you set her up? What makes it fast?
So she really likes to run straight at the first barrel.
Yeah.
So I really just try to give her room, and I kind of just let her take me where she wants to go, you know.
That says a lot for a four-year-old. That means how patterned she is. That's incredible. And what do you guys call her?
Jolene.
Okay, so every time they call this mare Jolene, I'm like, are you talking about Jolene Montgomery? And they're like, no, my horse. And I always think they're talking about a Jolene I know. So it gets a little confusing. So their horse's name is Jolene, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, we call her JoJo. So
JoJo.
Think.
I like it. That's cute.
Yeah.
So being this young, what do you think makes you a good rider? Do you think it's a balance because of your gymnast background?
Yes.
Was it easy when you started and you first got on a horse? How did you know this is what you wanted to do?
Well, so I really always liked horses. Mm-hmm. So I'd go down to the arena with some of my friends and maybe ride a horse for 5 minutes.
Really?
But I'd be down there all day. Mm-hmm. So I really always liked him, and mom got me one for my birthday when I was 12.
Yeah.
And just kept going since
kept
then.
Going, getting good ones and winning on them. And,
yeah.
And your dad over there, he says, what about me?
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Don't leave him out. So in this industry, there's a lot of young girls. And, you know, I see a lot of them getting burnt out pretty quickly, you know, when they get older. And some of them don't. They're still riding today and winning. And what do you think in this industry with the youth girls, getting started, you know, what would you tell them? What is something, some words of encouragement to get started and get going and be good, you know?
You know, keep going at it. Trust the process, I guess.
Trust the process. There you go. You said it. You know, and that's the thing I think with your horse when I watch you run, you trust the process. You know, you send that mare, you know your homework is done at home, and I have watched you ride, and Lucas out there helping you, and you do your homework, you put in the time, and it's paying off, girl.
Yeah.
It's exciting to watch you win and place, and I would give anything to jump on a Futurity horse that I just bought and go place in both rounds and make the short go on her. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mom?
Well, I think we owe a lot to Lucas and Blake.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Blake spends tons and tons of time looking for horses, mm-hmm. and we cart Lucas along with us to go check them out and try them.
Yeah.
They've all been trained phenomenal. I mean, mm-hmm. Jody with Suede, she put a great start on her. Mm-hmm. Terry with Diva, and William with Jolene. We've been lucky to find really good horses and have great trainers behind us.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. A lot of people don't give the trainers enough credit. I hit this point all the time, and good job for giving a shout-out to them. They really appreciate that because for you and for a trainer, you, a youth girl, not a 25, 30-year-old woman that's been doing this forever, a 15-year-old girl that started three – young lady that started 3 years ago to jump on behind these trainers that have trained these horses, that says a lot about their training.
Yeah.
That says that they've done a good job.
Yes.
You know, they put their time in on these young horses for you to go on with them and win. So,
yes.
And that's what I think. You know, I love it when some of these younger girls kind of start making their own, but they learn a lot of hard lessons. And I kind of agree with putting you young people, and people may not, this may be an opinion, but I like putting these young girls on horses that are solid. That way they don't pick up any bad habits, that teach them the right way, that teach them that good feel and how to turn mm-hmm. a barrel and how to run, so you know what's wrong and you know what's right.
Yes.
You know, and that's always a key point that I love to hit on right there. At the end of the day, the youth is what's going to keep this generation going, and we need you guys to keep coming up behind us and putting that work in and winning. And what do you, just getting into the barrel horse industry, what do you guys think about it right now? I mean, do you like it? Is it tough? How are the people? Are they friendly?
You know,
be honest. It's totally fine.
There could be more youth girls riding and running, you know, but it's
tough.
It's really tough.
It's a little segregated, you think?
Yeah, there's a good group, there's a bad group, you know.
Yeah. The ones that are positive, the ones that are behind you, and the ones that run to the fence to watch you fail.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. But
You learn that there's a lot of really good people.
Absolutely.
And then there's the other side.
You
just have to decide who's your people and who's there to watch you succeed.
That's exactly right.
In your corner.
Yeah. Well said.
Yeah. When you were talking about the horses to learn on, we got a yellow mare. She's kind of bullheaded, but she was, again, Lucas and Blake found her. Mm-hmm. She was phenomenal. She was the perfect horse for Maya to get on to sit in the middle of and learn to ride.
Absolutely. She really built my confidence.
Put her hands down.
Yeah.
Go make her ride. And she knew what needed to be done.
And, like, that mare wasn't, like, I heard you say she's not the funnest to ride around, but she did her job.
She did her job.
Yeah,
she's not one that like to do slow work or anything like that. And she's not very friendly, but she's taught me everything I know and has made me the rider I am right now. So
that's awesome. Well, we want to thank you guys for being on here. This is incredible for you to be here at the Barrel Fraternities of America to go do what you've done with a young horse that you guys just purchased and went on her like this. And we want to wish you the best of luck in the short go. I am so excited to watch you run that mare, and I promise you there won't be anybody yelling louder than your mom and I.
That's right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for having us on here, and I'm going to turn the mic back over to Mr. Dave here, and we're going to close it up here at Barrel Fraternities of America in Guthrie, Oklahoma at the amazing Lazy E.